Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma and biotech world. Biotech veteran Art Krieg has postponed his retirement to start a new drug startup called Zola Therapeutics, focusing on cancer immunotherapies without outside investors. Stokes shares surge on updated results for their drug for Dravet syndrome, a form of genetic epilepsy. Moderna received backing from Blackstone for flu vaccine research and development. Armin Shere, founder of the now-liquidated SQZ Biotechnologies, is starting over in biotech with a focus on cell therapies. The newsletter Gene Therapy Weekly provides insights into the latest news and trends in the biopharma industry, covering topics such as clinical trials, FDA approvals, gene therapy, and more. Industry Dive's Biopharma Dive publication offers in-depth journalism and analysis for decision-makers in the biotech and pharma sectors. CVS has entered the biosimilar drug market with a new venture, as more than 36 biosimilars have been approved in the U.S. However, their impact has been limited by patent thickets and insurance contracting that favors brand-name drugs. Despite this, there are signs that biosimilars are gaining momentum. Other stories in the biosimilars market include biosimilar makers adopting different strategies to compete with top-selling drugs like Humira, and Sandoz spinning out of Novartis to become a standalone generic drug maker. This trendline provides insights into the state of the biosimilars market and is independently produced by journalists. Sponsorship opportunities are available for those interested in reaching biopharma industry executives. Biopharma Dive is a product of Industry Dive, Inc. located in Washington, D.C. Walgreens has experienced a $6 billion loss due to the depreciation of the value of VillageMD, resulting in the closure of 140 VillageMD locations. CMS has implemented new regulations to streamline Medicaid and CHIP enrollment processes. UCI Health has completed a $975 million purchase of 4 Tenet hospitals, while Ascension is divesting 3 hospitals in northern Michigan. Additionally, over 2,000 nurses are planning to strike in Santa Clara County. Healthcare organizations are facing challenges related to staffing shortages, and technology is being recommended as a solution. United Health is offering loans to providers affected by cyber attacks, and efforts are being made to keep site-neutral policies alive. University of Michigan health workers have unionized. Healthcare Dive provides insights on various topics including health IT, policy and regulation, insurance, digital health, and value-based care.